Welcome to Crafting Solutions to Conflict, a podcast that will explore ways to preserve harmony and prevent harmful conflict in valued relationships, and also ways to resolve conflict effectively and restore harmony if conflict should occur. I'm your host, Jane Bettel, and my goal is to share a perspective on conflict that is both practical and positive. Positive lessons from Notre Dame. Some beats none. After the tragic fire in Paris at the iconic cathedral, some news reports came out analyzing what happened. Three things stood out. One was talk about the fuel for the fire in old timbers, dust, and debris, and whether more could have been done or should have been done about that. There was also talk about the lack of fire-resistant walls and sprinklers. And finally, talk about the 100 firefighters who were deployed to rescue artifacts. The mayor of Paris described them as a formidable human chain. Decisions were made about all three of these things, likely by different people, maybe at different levels of authority, and maybe even completely different hierarchies of authority. I am no expert on fire prevention, firefighting, or rescuing religious artifacts. However, there are some lessons here about preventing and dealing with potential problems. Thinking about them and applying them to your own situation can minimize damage and finger-pointing after the fact. Regarding the fire response, someone, or more than one, made decisions. We will do what we can do to prepare for dealing with this potential crisis if it should happen. As an aside, we have many people who are challenged by even dealing with things that are not potential, but are going to happen. For example, planning for one's own death or that of a loved one. That is not a potential event. It's going to happen someday. Back to the fire. When making that decision to do what they could do, they did not focus on the fact that other things that could prevent the crisis were not getting done. Some is better than none. Applying this idea to other situations, it can be tempting to say, I can't control the whole thing, so it's all out of my hands. Or, we can't create the perfect solution right now, so we will do nothing and we will wait for perfection. Or, the group, which is an extended family or a workplace team or a neighborhood, won't adopt the whole plan without any changes immediately. We'll just throw our hands up. Try to resist these temptations. First, control what you can. Improve what you can control. Second, adopt the good, though not perfect, solution. Perfection can be oh so elusive. Go for the good plan and tweak it over time. Third, start the conversation about the plan and how to improve it. Begin the process. What parts are acceptable? Can we set a goal? Can we adopt a time frame? Some planning or improvement or action is often better than none. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the Crafting Solutions to Conflict podcast, please subscribe through one of the major apps or publishing platforms. For those of you who are new to listening to podcasts, here's something you may not know. Subscribing to podcasts is free. Comments or ideas about the podcast? Let me know at JB, as in my initials, at dovetailresolutions.com. Until next time, I'm Jane Bettel.